You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross here with Kate Lochte, and on the phone we have Rayla Bridges, Executive Director at St. Nicholas Family Clinic Foundation. Rayla, thank you for being on Sounds Good today.
Thank you.
Rayla, give us a little bit of background about the transition that has happened with respect to St. Nicholas Family Clinic.
Well, basically, St. Nicholas is continuing its mission to be a safety net for the working uninsured population so that they can access primary care and the medicine that they need when they otherwise couldn't afford it. And that mission has always been to serve working adults who work 15 hours or more a week, who meet the household income requirements for St. Nicholas and have proof of their income. St. Nicholas has formed a partnership with Kentucky Care to serve the St. Nick eligible patient population. Kentucky Care is a private nonprofit organization which is operating in the former St. Nick site as a charitable clinic. And as a charitable clinic, Kentucky Care is able to provide expanded services and medications to both current and new St. Nicholas eligible patients in a much more efficient manner than we could do that as a free clinic. So basically, even though St. Nicholas is no longer running a clinic, the foundation that's been established is still providing care for our target population by paying Kentucky Care to see them. In other words, we continue to do exactly the same thing for the same people. We're simply providing for our target population's health care indirectly rather than directly. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Very succinctly put. Now, you have a need for this weekend, and of course everybody's talking about the weather, and I think you need to outline what you need people for and what your plans are to punt in case it's ridiculous outside.
Well, basically, what we need, the clinic itself has donated some of its medical supplies to the Benton Free Clinic, and that was a wonderful way to help them. But we also have some office furniture that's no longer needed that we promised to Hope Unlimited here in Paducah. So we've been trying to get that furniture moved since October, but unfortunately we haven't been able to get enough volunteer help together between the two organizations to do that. Our storage agreement is ending, and we really have an urgent need to get that donated furniture to Hope Unlimited this Saturday, December 7th. We do have a truck and trailer for moving it, but at this point we just need about 20 volunteers to help move things like tables and chairs, a couple of metal desks, some file cabinets, that sort of thing. So our inclement weather plan is to do this on Sunday, December 8th at 2 o'clock. And inclement weather for us means heavy rain, sleet, snow, basically anything other than light sprinkles or impassable roads. We certainly don't want a truck and trailer sliding off the road, so if there's ice on the road, we'll go ahead and go with the inclement weather plan. But until we see what the weather's going to do, our plan for December 7th is simply to meet at Hope Unlimited at 8:30 in the morning, and then we'll caravan over to our storage building, load everything up, take it over to where Hope Unlimited needs to store it, and then we'll be done. Hopefully we can be done in an hour or two. I don't think it'll take any longer than that.
So you basically need people who can lift.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm assuming that you'd like to know who's coming ahead of time?
Yes, we would like to know who's coming so that in case we, were to not have enough people, we could call the folks bringing the truck and trailer and just let them know we're just going to have to postpone. The best way to let us know that you're coming is to call me here at the St. Nicholas Family Clinic Foundation office, and that number is 270-408-4828. And we would ask folks to please let us know something by end of day on Thursday or at the latest by midday on Friday so that we'll have an idea of who's coming.
Have you any volunteers signed up yet?
We do have a few gentlemen from Reedland United Methodist Church. It's actually the ramp building team there. They typically build ramps for folks who need them on Saturday mornings, and they have offered to loan us their truck and trailer and themselves for Saturday morning before they go build ramps.
Gosh, that's nice.
Yeah, they're great folks.
Okay, so you need a passel of able-bodied, moving-type people who can get this job done lickety-split. They should call you. Again, it's 270-408-4828. Yeah?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
And have a big time in an hour and get it done.
Yes, ma'am. That is exactly what we need. It's a lot easier on everyone if we have a whole lot of people to help.
Well, I hope our listeners will pitch in and give you a holler, Rayla, and I thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.